Hello everyone, welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. And before we begin, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, it is again another privilege to be able to come today and sit down with you and your Word and know that you're ready to talk to us, speak to our hearts and our minds through the words in the book of Esther. I pray today, Lord, that your Spirit will be with us in a special way, so that we might learn more about you and your Son, Jesus, and your ways. And Lord, then I ask you to empower us to live by your Spirit according to those ways, that it might be pleasing in your eyes. And we'll give you thanks for doing so in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is, How Can I Endure? And it's taken from the book of Esther, chapter 8, and verse 6. Queen Esther had bowed in humility before King Ahasuerus, and pleaded to him with tears in her eyes to save her people, the Jews. She rose to her feet after the golden scepter of the king was raised, and she passionately interceded on behalf of her people. In chapter 8 and verse 6 of the book of Esther, we see more of her fervent plea. We read, For how can I endure to see the evil that shall come unto my people? Or how can I endure to see the destruction of my kindred? The verse begins, For how can I endure to see the evil that should come unto my people? In rhetorical fashion, as Esther, our Queen Esther, pleads on the behalf of her people, she possesses her question, as if to carry the king with her into her future, Esther asks, How can I endure to see this evil? And she's probably imagining the plight of the Jews and what their edict would be should it be completed. The carnage, the destruction, and the bloodshed is more than her mind can conceive. She knows the evil that is planned and the desires that the king, would intervene on her behalf. The verse goes on to say, Or how can I endure to see the destruction of my kindred? As though she needed a present or to present a future appeal, Esther brings her family into the proposed threat. She once again asks, How can I endure? Except this time she adds, Those who are closest to her. Let us remember that she was taken by the Persians to her location with her cousin Mordecai. Her parents had died, and she was living with him as a displaced orphan. She knew the pain of this type of evil, and now she wonders before the king how she will ever live with this destruction again. One of the discoveries we have enjoyed as we have ventured through this story of Esther has been the passion and risk in which representatives throughout the story have lived their lives. Mordecai knew the risks that were involved in not bowing to Haman, and he was vindicated by God for not doing so. Esther passionately not only entered and won the beauty contest for the new queen, but she also went before him unannounced, which could have cost her her life. This passionate plea of Esther should remind us that there are certain situations in our lives to which God loves for us to be passionate and at risk. As we consider Esther's plea, perhaps our thought should be to question what are we so passionate about that we could hardly see ourselves being able to endure should we not see it transpire. What is it that we would carry others into our futures and have them wonder, how could we ever withstand should that not be fulfilled? Now let us go to the Lord Jesus and make a plea before him about that situation. Next time, we will take a look at the beginning of King Ahasuerus' answer to Esther. So read ahead, and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word. In Jesus' name.